T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The president lays out some new measures to fight the pandemic.
All inbound international travelers must test within 1 day of departure, regardless of their vaccination status or nationality.
On today's Ask the Expert, we're joined by CBS News travel expert Peter Greenberg. Peter, thank you so much for the time.
You got it.
It's down from one. It's down to 1 day. What had it been?
It had been 72 hours, and that was either a PCR or a rapid antigen test, both acceptable by the U.S. Now they've narrowed it down to a 24-hour window, but the U.S. still accepts that rapid antigen test, and most facilities around the world can do that. So I don't foresee to be any big problems there.
For people who are already planning traveling during the holidays, the end of the year and whatnot, how does this affect them now moving forward? Because not everyone's going to that resort that's going to already include a cost for a PCR test. Some of you might be, you know, visiting family or whatnot, and you need to go to a local pharmacy to get that test. How difficult is that in other countries to just get tested before you leave?
Well, obviously it's on a country-by-country basis, but in the last 3 weeks, I've been everywhere from Tanzania to Saudi Arabia to Turkey and have had no trouble whatsoever in getting the hotels where I've been at to effect those tests. Here's the thing that's happening. People this time are looking at this as almost like the new normal, and they may not be canceling their trips. They may just be changing destinations to make sure, as you just suggested, that they've got their tests covered on their return trip.
The other issue is with more countries. Japan announced this week it's not allowing foreign visitors. There's questions with Norway, for example. How important is it to get travelers insurance, and what does that cover?
Right now, it doesn't cover very much, I'm afraid, and it didn't cover very much during the pandemic. The number two largest amount of complaints filed by passengers during the pandemic, insurance that they bought that they found out only too late was worthless. Remember, if you go online to make a reservation on almost every situation, you can't complete the transaction unless you either opt in or opt out of the insurance, and you don't know what you're covered for. So if you want to buy insurance, and even with the best of intentions, don't do it online. Go through a travel agent, somebody who can, you know, interpret the hieroglyphics of policy language and let you know not just what you're covered for, but most importantly, what you're not covered for.
Are airlines pretty much prepared for this now, as they've already kind of seen a bit of a run-through?
Yes, they've been able to reallocate some of their assets, meaning their planes and their routes. You mentioned Japan, similar situation in Israel right now, in Norway and the Czech Republic, in Austria and in Germany, as a lot of those locations are either shutting down for their locals or they're shutting down for arrivals. But this is going to be lasting at least for 2 to 3 weeks. That's what they're doing right now in the short term. My guess is after the first of the year, they'll be reopened.
That's the question is will that happen? What about here in North America? We've talked about the United States. What about Canada and Mexico at this point?
Well, Canada's got their act together, finally, even though they were closed for so much. You know, right now, you cannot get on a plane in Canada unless you can show proof of vaccination. That's a game changer for them. Mexico is a different story. They're not requiring a PCR test to go in. However, you do have to take that negative COVID-19 test. Hopefully it's negative, within now 24 hours of your return flight back from Mexico.
So it's almost just like a little bit of a reinforcement, what have been saying, and just a little bit less time to get it done.
It's not just a reinforcement, it's a refinement, if you will. And you know, it's done out of an abundance of caution, because everybody remembers how long it took everybody to get their act together about a year and a half ago. So that's where we are.
Peter Greenberg from CBS News. Thanks so much for the time, Peter.
You got it.
Every day at this time, we ask the experts what you want to know. If you've got a topic suggestion, some questions perhaps, email us at questions@krld.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.